Let's talk about Canada Day. Now, our national holiday is one that brings lots of smiles, a big party, and one assumes would have included fireworks this year at Canada Place. If you are planning to go to Canada Place to celebrate Canada Day this year, just don't expect fireworks, but there'll be lots going on, and we wanted to get a sense of what was occurring this year at Canada Place and get a sense of why they've decided not to move ahead with fireworks as well. Joining me now is Jillian Behnke, Manager of Community Relations and Events with the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority. Jillian, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jazz. Nice to talk to you.
So let's start from the beginning and the obvious question. Why the decision to cancel the fireworks?
Well, actually, it was a decision that we made last year when we decided to return to in-person Canada Day celebrations. We really wanted to take the event in a whole new direction. And we planned it collaboratively with representatives from Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh, and we've named it Canada Together, with the theme being Weaving Together the Fabric of a Nation. So it really is a whole new event. And with the new direction, an evening portion just wasn't a part of the event, so we did discontinue the fireworks.
Is it also about cost as well?
Yes, absolutely. That was a major factor because when we looked at the overall scope of costs associated with the event and where we wanted to focus our resources to make it as awesome and safe and successful as possible for everybody that was coming down, we had to make some cuts. And unfortunately, it was where fireworks were concerned.
Would you be able to provide our listeners a number in regards to what it costs to have fireworks on Canada Day?
It's actually a combination of a number of costs. It's not specifically the show itself, which is only 15 minutes, but significant expenses associated. It's also the related costs as far as policing and just other things that are needed to support the crowds of that size coming down to the facility. So it was, you know, over a couple $100,000. So it's really significant for a 15-minute show.
So for those 15 minutes, it wasn't worth the $200,000 plus that it would cost you for policing, I'm assuming overtime, insurance, everything else that goes with it.
Yeah, it's really more about aligning with the event we were creating moving forward with Canada Together and focusing the money that we do have and the expenses that we do have on that new event.
Mm-hmm. Was there any chance of looking for sponsorship specifically for the fireworks so that you could have kept the fireworks included with the program that you've created?
We have gone down that road over the years. I mean, we've been hosting an event on July 1st for many, many years, and we have gone down the road. We have had sponsors for fireworks in the past, and we do have some absolutely wonderful sponsors tied to the event, and they're just so, we're so glad to have them on board. For this year, and last year, when we created this new Canada Together event, it's more about what do we want this event to be. It's not about what it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's about what it is moving forward, and it's a daytime event that really focuses on bringing people together in celebration, watching great performances, and just having a really wonderful time.
I'm a firm believer in, you know, things can change, programs change. You want to make sure programs are contemporary and reflective of the time. But I'm also a firm believer in more things change and more things remain the same. And that is people like fireworks on a national holiday, whether it be Canada Day, the 4th of July, whatever national holiday is in Europe or Asia, people like fireworks. Are you at all concerned about pushback or disappointment from the public? I think already Mayor Ken Sim has tweeted that he's incredibly disappointed in seeing that the fireworks are canceled. Are you worried about any pushback or is there any conversation about potentially bringing them back?
Well, I mean, I can't speculate for the future. What I do know is what we've created is a truly wonderful, positive event for the public. And so I really just hope people will come down and see what we've been creating. It's a really wonderful day where people can say what Canada Together means to them and what role they want to play in the country as we've moved forward.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to give any specifics in regards to what you'll be doing during the day? I'm going to give you the opportunity to at least explain some what the program would look like. What can we expect?
Well, I would love to give you some specifics, but we are doing our announcement on June 1st, so I can't share any real details on performers until then, but I can tell you a few of the things. We have the main stage out on Canada Place Way, right in front of Canada Place, and there will be some really spectacular performers. There will be a kids zone on Jackpool Plaza, and our amazing mascot dance-off is coming back. That's always a family favorite. And then on the North Point this year, we are changing the programming a little bit, and that will be focused on emerging artists and up-and-coming performers from around the Lower Mainland. So it's going to be a great day full of amazing artisans, performers, all different types of things. It's a great way to come down and celebrate the day.
All right. Well, Jillian, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Look forward to chatting with you soon when you do announce your program. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jess.
All right. That is Jillian Behnke. She's the Manager of Community Relations and Events with the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority. All right. So what do we know? We know that they didn't have fireworks last year, so they're continuing not to have fireworks. It's essentially canceled. The concern is it's a 15-minute show, and the cost is a couple $100,000 for overtime, insurance, all those other costs that are usually that come with events like this. Here's my take. I think this is a big mistake. You should have fireworks in Vancouver, in a port city, on Canada Day. The absurdity to think that if we are going to be, whatever we call ourselves, a world-class city or just any mid-tier city, it's absurd on Canada Day to celebrate our national holiday that we're not going to have fireworks. You know who is going to have fireworks? Surrey. Surrey's going to have fireworks. Why can Surrey have fireworks? Assume the costs, and I'm, you know, the costs aren't going to be any less for Surrey than they are for Vancouver. Are you telling me Vancouver can't find sponsorship? Vancouver can't afford a couple $100,000 to celebrate our nation? It's one of those big events of the summer. It is ridiculous. And remember, Richmond has fireworks. Other communities, other suburban communities have fireworks. And Vancouver somehow always manages to do silly things like this.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.